Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
And we've got Penny this morning. How are you, Penny?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
So good. So last week was Battle Jackets. What's this week?
Well, I thought we'd extend out into specific kind of fan uniforms.
Mm.
And because Turbo Negro, they have fans called Turbo Jugend, and they're a death punk band from Norway, and they wear special denim jackets. So I was kind of going down that path and looking into those, and they are a little bit like motorcycle gangs, where they get their specialist denim jackets with Turbo Negro on the end, on the back, sorry. Mm-hmm. And then they have nicknames embroidered on the breast. And then they have a global fan base with, these chapters. And there's chapters in New Zealand and Australia and the UK and the US. And they have a festival in Hamburg to meet up, and also they sometimes meet at the Punk Rock Bowling Fest in Las Vegas, but they're quite hardcore fans.
I did not know about this Punk Rock Bowling Fest. That's awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah, and there's they also are known within that genre as sailor and sailorettes, and they wear those little like sailor hats, you know, like Popeye.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I think that's quite cute. Some of the listeners might know about Juggalos or Juggalettes, which are kind of like, I feel like they're one of the most hardcore fan bases that you probably would have ever seen, because they're the fans of Insane Clown Posse.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of like named after a 1994 performance of the song The Juggler, with LA at the end, by Insane Clown Posse. And they have an annual event called The Gathering, and everyone kind of goes, or Gathering of the Juggalos, and everyone goes. And if you think of goth clowns,
mm-hmm.
they wear kind of face paint to look like an evil clown.
Mm.
And they also kind of style their hair as like spider legs. I guess the best way I can think of describing it is kind of almost like if you made kind of dreadlocks and you put wire in them and they made them all wiry, you know?
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they normally wear Hatchet Gear, which is a US indie label associated with horrorcore and rap rock, because Insane Clown Posse is a hip-hop band. Also Chapter 17 branded clothing. And I guess if you're kind of interested in that, I recommend Googling it, because they're quite full-on. And when I worked at B, myself and another co-worker, Jack, were quite obsessed with them, and we used to watch videos of them because, we just thought they were just really interesting, just that, you know, that kind of extreme fandom that they went to.
I know, it's quite a lot of effort, you know. I've seen images and videos much like you on the internet, and some of the face paint is quite intricate.
It's like drag.
Yes.
Yeah, and they even have their own slang, idioms and characteristics, so they're quite full on.
Wow.
I guess like there's also like the Kiss Army, where they paint their faces similar to Kiss, which is pretty cool. And then there's the Maggots, which are the fans of Slipknot, another band that formed in the US in the mid-90s. And the band members were fans of a D&D type game called Werewolf the Apocalypse, but apparently it's more violent. And the band wore masks on stage because it gave them the freedom to become whomever they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And their maggots or fans make their own homemade masks and to emulate their heroes. And they wear boiler suits or Slipknot merch, and they also have kind of like spider legs added to the masks, so they're kind of like you know when you see those funny hats where they put some kind of curly hair or something attached to a cap.
Yes.
It's kind of like they make the masks and put the hair on top of that. And they did come to the Big Day Out, Slipknot, in 2005, I think it was, and I remember that year being like, it was just filled with people dressed up like Slipknot. Like, so, I mean, I didn't know the term maggots then, but, and it was actually one of the band members that named them that, because they say that, you know, like maggots are their fans, and basically they kind of, you know, kind of go away and then grow wings and come back to the band, you know, like they might go away and have a regular life with kids and stuff, but then later on they come back to be, you know, hardcore fans again.
That's a really interesting way that they got that nickname, you know.
Yeah, it's quite strange, eh?
Very strange.
There's some older bands like Aerosmith have the Blue Army or Aero Force One, which I thought was pretty funny. But Blue Army is because of the fact that in the 70s, it was like a mainly male demographic and they all had long hair and they wore blue jeans and blue denim jackets. Mm-hmm. And also they were blue collar workers. So that's how they kind of got that name.
Right.
And of course, there's the Grateful Dead, the Deadheads, and they wear a lot of tie-dyed attire.
Yes.
So, and they're, I mean, I think most people know about Deadheads because they follow them around, and Grateful Dead always changed up their set list so that those fans always got a different show every night, which I think is pretty cool.
That's cool with them. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, and then there's not so much people that dress up, but I just thought these names were interesting. So My Chemical Romance, they're Killjoys or MC Army. Like MCR and then NY.
Got it.
Bob Dylan, I thought this was pretty pretentious. Bob Dylan are called Dylanologists.
That's fitting for fans of Bob Dylan.
or other ones are called Bobcats, which I thought was pretty cute.
Oh, I like Bobcats.
Yeah, that's cute.
Bobcats is better, right? The other one sounds too pretentious.
Mm.
Bruce Springsteen, they're known as Bruce Tramps. Yeah,
so simple and to the point.
Great fandom names.
It's really interesting that a lot of, you know, these kind of bands that amass these massive fandoms that, you know, kind of dress themselves are quite often punk and like breaking the rules. And then their fans go and all kind of dress the same.
Is it uniform?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite funny that, eh? Like, I've always thought about that. And when you think, you know, like these kind of fans that are dedicated to one specific band, but when you look at tribes within genres, they all do dress the same. There is a uniform, you know, and I'm always going to go on about goths, and they're wearing a uniform too, you know. It's all black. So yeah, and I guess same like with punks, and they're, you know, people that are into punk rock that are still wearing that kind of like punk rock traditional kind of outfit, you know. With mohawks and stuff, like, it's pretty cool, but it still seems to be a uniform.
Yeah, very fascinating. But I guess it's also very unifying because, you know, you go out and you see someone, you know, all mohawked up, you're like, look, welcome to the family.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's, for a while, I feel like in maybe like the 2010s, or maybe around that time, I felt like you couldn't really see tribes so obviously anymore. Like, I feel like people just kind of dressed how they wanted to dress, but they were always into different kinds of music once you spoke to them. So I like the fact that I see tribes, like I'm seeing tribes again. And yeah, just that unifying factor, like you say, is really cool.
Yeah, it also feels just like the lineage of merch now, like band t-shirts, that's sort of where it comes from, isn't it?
Wanting to
identify with your people and your music taste and find common ground, recognize fellow fans.
Yeah. And I think about people that I've met, and some of them I met because of band t-shirts. Like,
totally.
I would notice, like, if I was working in an office and they were wearing certain band t-shirts all the time, I'd know that that would be somebody that likes the same music as me because it was so obvious. And so you'd strike up a conversation with them. Whereas like someone who was like wearing something else that you weren't really into, you might not be as approachable, you know?
Very cool. Well, I feel really unified and wholesome after that chat.
Love the fans.
Despite talking about the maggots and the juggalo community. There we go. Thank you so much, Penny. Have a wonderful day out there.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.